Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcheries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, I Was Their American Dream, A Graphic Memoir, by Malaka Gharib, explores what it means to grow up between cultures and to build a coherent sense of self when your background does not fit a single box. Told in an accessible graphic format, the memoir follows Gharib as the child of an Egyptian father and a Filipino mother, raised in the United States in a family shaped by migration, faith, and shifting expectations. The narrative examines childhood memories, family stories, and the everyday moments that reveal how identity is negotiated through language, food, religion, school, and community. With a balance of humor and honesty, Gharib depicts the pressure to represent multiple heritages while also wanting the simplicity of belonging. The book connects personal experience to wider questions about assimilation, stereotypes, and the meaning of the American dream, making it resonate with readers who have felt split between worlds or who want a clearer view of contemporary immigrant family life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, growing up between Egyptian, Filipino, and American worlds, a central focus of the memoir is the experience of being formed by multiple cultures at once, not as a neat blend, but as a daily negotiation. Gharib portrays identity as something shaped by context, how you present yourself at school, how relatives see you at family gatherings, and how strangers categorize you. The story highlights the small details that make culture tangible, such as traditions, social norms, and the different expectations attached to each side of her family. Instead of treating heritage as a static label, the memoir emphasizes the way it shifts over time and across spaces, especially for children who are expected to adapt quickly. Readers see how a mixed background can be both enriching and confusing, offering multiple sources of pride while also creating uncertainty about where one truly belongs. By tracing her development from childhood to adulthood, Gharib shows that cultural identity is not a problem to solve once, but a relationship you keep learning how to live with, sometimes embracing complexity and sometimes longing for simplicity. Secondly, family, migration, and the weight of the American dream. The memoir frames personal identity through the lens of family history and the ambitions that often accompany immigration. Gharib examines how parents carry hopes for stability, respect, and opportunity, and how those hopes can become a quiet pressure on children. The American dream in this narrative is not only about economic mobility, but also about being accepted, being safe, and being seen as legitimate. The story explores how migration can reshape family dynamics, including the roles children take on as cultural interpreters and emotional anchors. It also considers how parents' histories and sacrifices can become a measuring stick, creating guilt when a child feels confused or dissatisfied. By presenting family members as complex individuals rather than symbols, the memoir avoids simplistic narratives of either heroic sacrifice or inevitable trauma. Instead, it shows the dream as both motivating and burdensome, inspiring perseverance while also setting expectations that can be difficult to meet. This topic helps readers understand the intergenerational nature of aspiration and how it can shape identity, relationships, and self-worth. Thirdly, assimilation, belonging, and the subtle power of stereotypes. Gharib depicts assimilation as a set of choices and compromises made in response to social cues, not just a one-time decision to fit in. The memoir illustrates how stereotypes and assumptions can influence behavior, from how someone speaks to what they feel comfortable sharing about their background. It shows the tension between wanting to be understood and fearing being reduced to a caricature. This theme is especially visible in school and peer environments, where acceptance can feel tied to performing normalcy, even when normal is defined by a narrow cultural standard. The narrative also underscores that belonging is not merely internal confidence, it is shaped by external validation and rejection. Moments of misrecognition, awkward questions, and cultural misunderstandings demonstrate how identity can be pushed and pulled by other people's perceptions. At the same time, Gharib highlights the agency involved in choosing when to explain oneself and when to refuse the burden of education. This topic invites readers to consider how communities can be inclusive without demanding that people simplify their backgrounds, and how individuals can maintain dignity amid stereotypes. Fourthly, faith, values, and cultural practice in everyday life. Another important thread is how faith and values weave into culture, family expectations, and personal choices. Rather than presenting religion as an abstract doctrine, the memoir emphasizes lived practice, what is celebrated, what is discouraged, and how moral frameworks are communicated through routine. Gharib explores how religious identity can be inherited alongside cultural identity, sometimes providing structure and community, and at other times adding another layer of difference. The story reflects the reality that families do not always practice faith in identical ways, and children can feel caught between interpretations, traditions, and the social meanings attached to belief. This theme also touches on how values related to gender roles, respect for elders, education, and relationships are often bundled with religion and culture, making them hard to separate. By showing faith as part of a broader identity ecosystem, the memoir offers a nuanced look at why certain expectations feel non-negotiable to parents and why children might still question them. Readers gain insight into how personal autonomy can be shaped, limited, and ultimately redefined as one grows into adulthood. Lastly, why the graphic memoir format deepens the emotional truth. The graphic memoir approach is not just a stylistic choice, it strengthens the book's ability to convey memory, emotion, and cultural detail quickly and vividly. Visual storytelling allows Gharib to represent shifts in setting, tone, and identity with immediacy, using design to show contrast between communities and to capture the feeling of being out of place. The format supports humor and vulnerability side by side, reflecting how real life can be both painful and absurd in the same moment. It also makes complex themes approachable, inviting readers who might not typically pick up a traditional memoir. The visuals help communicate nuances of family interaction and social context without over-explaining, which can mirror the way children absorb cultural signals implicitly. In addition, the graphic structure can portray fragmentation, such as a sense of split identity, through layout and pacing. This makes the reading experience closer to how memory works, made of snapshots, impressions, and recurring images. For readers, the result is an intimate connection to the narrator's perspective and a clear understanding of how personal identity can be constructed from small moments that accumulate over time. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for readers who grew up in immigrant or mixed-heritage families, anyone who has felt pressure to code switch, and those curious about how identity forms in multicultural America. It is also an excellent entry point for readers new to memoir because the graphic format keeps the narrative engaging while still tackling serious themes. The memoir can benefit a reader's life by giving language and structure to experiences that often feel private or isolating. Isolated, such as not feeling fully claimed by any community or feeling responsible for fulfilling a parent's dream. It encourages self-compassion by showing that confusion and contradiction are normal parts of growing up between worlds. Compared to similar books, this one stands out for its clarity and accessibility. The visuals convey emotional complexity without requiring dense academic framing, and the storytelling balances tenderness with humor. It also offers a specific Egyptian-Filipino-American perspective that broadens the range of voices commonly associated with immigrant narratives. Readers looking for a thoughtful, relatable, and visually distinctive exploration of belonging will find it worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Malacca Gharib, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.